Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 11th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Faroe, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800, low south Fitzroy 990, moving slowly southeast, losing its identity by 1800 Tuesday. Low 250 miles southeast of Jan Mayen 1003, expected south at Sierra 999 by same time. High 150 miles southwest of Iceland 1029, declining 1025 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. West Viking, northerly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. East Viking, North Utsira, northerly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 or 5. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South Utsira, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. 40s, northerly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 in east, showers, good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, north or northwest 5 to 7, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in northeast Fisher, rain or showers, fog patches at first, moderate, occasionally very poor at first. Humber, Thames, north 4 to 6, showers, fog patches at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Dover, White, Portland, northeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or poor becoming good. Plymouth, North Biscay, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first. South Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, west 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 4, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Sole, northeasterly 4 or 5, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northeast, backing north later 4 to 6, showers later, good. Shannon, northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, northeast, backing north 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, fair, good. Hebrides, Bailey, northwest, veering north 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in Hebrides, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northwest, veering north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, northwesterly, veering northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast by east 3, 16 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Stornoway, north by west 3, 5 miles, 1019, now falling. Lerwick, northwest by north 3, recent rain. 7 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Wick, northwest by north 3, recent rain. 9 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by north 3, 12 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Lucas, north 3, 19 miles, 1016, now falling. Boomer, northwest by north 2, recent rain, 9 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Bridlington, north by east 4, 1010, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 5, 1 mile, 1005. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north by east 5, 2 miles, 1,004. St Catherine's Point automatic, northeast 4, 1,005, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by north 1, slight drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,003, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel automatic, northeast 5, 1 mile, 1,005. Scilly automatic, northeast by north 3, recent drizzle, 1 mile, 1,005, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, east by north 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,007, rising slowly. Aberporth, east, northeast 3, mist, 3 miles, 1,008, rising. Valley, northeast by east 4, 14 miles, 1,010, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, east, northeast 3, 8 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, north, northeast 4, 14 miles, 1,013, rising more slowly. Malin Head, northeast by east 5, 9 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. And Macrahanish automatic, east by north 4, more than 38 miles, 1,015, now falling. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 10th of March. General situation, a cold front will clear southwards across the English Channel early on Tuesday afternoon, with the United Kingdom covered by a northerly or northeasterly airflow. Strong winds will affect most waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly, backing northwesterly for a time, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Showers, wintry for a time in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North, backing northwest for a time, 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first. Showers, wintry for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North, backing northwest 4 to 6. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northeasterly, backing northwesterly later 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Showers, fog patches at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northeasterly 4 to 6, backing northerly 3 or 4 later. Showers, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing north 3 or 4 later. Showers at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first. Occasional rain or showers at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing north 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first, in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeasterly, backing northwesterly later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northeast, backing north 4 to 6. Showers, good. Isle of Man. Northeast, backing north or northwest later 4 to 6. Showers later, good. Occasionally moderate later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northeast, backing northwest for a time 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, near Lough Foyle. Fair, then showers. Good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northeasterly, backing northwesterly for a time 4 to 6. Fair, then showers. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardna Merchant Point. North or northeast, backing northwest for a time 4 to 6, increasing 7 later near Tyree. Fair then showers. Good. Ardner Merkham Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 4 or 5, backing northwest 5 or 6, then veering north 5 to 7 later. Showers. Good. And Shetland Isles. Northwest, veering north later 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Wintry showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on BBC Radio 4. In a moment, we'll be joining the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 20 past 5 with the shipping forecast and news briefing. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the world's two largest democracies, India and the United States. Coming up, it's been a bad day for the US market.
It has been a brutal day on Wall Street, just a bruising trading day for stocks, and it's widespread. We're seeing declines in consumer discretionary stocks, in airlines, apparel, even the tech darlings.
So, is the world's largest economy heading towards a recession? We're going to hear from a small business on how this uncertainty is affecting them.
It's indescribable. These are things that, like, from a business perspective, there's no business planning that you can do.
And are India and the EU on the verge of one of the largest ever trade deals? That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has expressed optimism over Tuesday's planned meeting between US and Ukrainian officials in Saudi Arabia. He said Washington needed to get a general idea of what concessions Kyiv is prepared to make so that President Trump's plans for a quick truce in Ukraine can go ahead. He was speaking to reporters just before landing in Jeddah.
We're not going to be sitting in a room drawing lines on a map, but just get a general sense of what concessions are in the realm of the possible for them and what they would need in return, and then find out what the Russian position is in that regard. And that'll give us a pretty good assessment of how far apart we truly are.
President Zelensky is also in Saudi Arabia, though he's not scheduled to join the talks. Rising concerns about the impact of Donald Trump's trade tariffs have led to heavy losses on US stock markets. Those jitters have been exacerbated by Mr. Trump's refusal to rule out the possibility of the American economy tipping into a recession. The Nasdaq index suffered its worst day in several years, closing down by 4%. The Dow Jones slipped by 2%. Michelle Fleury is in New York.
Part of this is that for a long time, Wall Street didn't believe Donald Trump would follow through on his threat of tariffs. And so Trump is calling their bluff and he's saying he's willing to tolerate a little disturbance. And that has unnerved people wondering, well, what exactly does that mean? How much disturbance is this administration willing to tolerate to achieve its broader ambitions, whether that's rebalancing trade, whether that's deregulation, whether that's following through on tax cuts? That is the big unknown and is the big gamble that this administration is taking.
Syria's Islamist government has reached an agreement with the Kurdish-run administration in the northeast, known as the Syrian Democratic Forces, to integrate their institutions. The American-backed SDF has maintained a semi-autonomous region for 10 years, often